Welcome to everyone. So before going in the book, somebody put a note asking if there can be a teaching on economic crisis as well as Bombay blast. So you know, I try to say so probably economic crisis there are, I think, two words. One is competition, another is growth. And if we understand these two, like growth means like you spend the day and in the evening you saw yourself, what can be better in you, you know, like you are the kind of you yourself. Like make yourself better, you know. There is nobody outside you whom you are copying. And in competition, you know, there is somebody outside you whom you are copying. And many times you cannot go forward than that person. Then you also pull leg. So probably, you know, the economic crisis is because of this idea, because of idea of competition. And of course, the idea of competition, like we also pull legs. So probably, you know, in this pulling legs, economic crisis has happened. And I think, you know, it will be very good if we can rely on growth, not rely on competition. Then probably, you know, this kind of things will not happen. No, I'm saying probably, no, because like I'm sure, but you know. And then about this Bombay blast and, you know, so many other blasts as well as everyday blast. I think like inside us, there is also some part which is still barbarian, you know, which is still not civilized, you know, still believes in killing, believes in destruction. And looks like some people are very interested in that part. And some, I think some innocent people, they, like these so-called maybe we can say smart, you know, probably smart people, they really use innocent people, you know, for this kind of causes. And like they really somewhere this barbarian part and somehow psychologically is more like psychological blackmailing, and through that these incidents happen. So I think what will be helpful, that if we can if we cannot allow, you know, those things, and if we can see, like, if somebody comes in contact with us, also if we can, you know, if we can do whatever we can do for that. I think, because, as I said, because those people are very smart, so not much can, you know, there can be done, but I think not much, as long as they don't understand, these smart people. So, like, I think we hope that one day they will understand, and somehow these events will not repeat. So this is my hope. You know, I don't know how. So anything around economics and politics, because this is like economic and political kind of, but like the root is like in us, in the human root of also economic crisis is because we adopted competition, and competition means like competing, and of course when I'm not able to, I will pull leg, you know, it's very natural. So if we can come to idea of growth, like kind of how I can grow, you know, not from someone, you know, but from me, how I can be better for tomorrow morning. And that way, I think, you know, we will be very good without crisis. So anything somebody wants to add to?
Krishnamurti used to say, "You are the world."
Mm-hmm.
Is that the kind of tone idea that you have? It's like if each of us works on our thing, then it will lessen
the Like, you know, world is like made of us, kind of, yeah. So whatever we do, you know, affects the world.
So I have some very dear friends who are really devout activists. Like
activists.
They're devout. It's their religion, right?
Uh-huh.
They're sincere. You know, my friends, I have friends.
Uh-huh.
And they try to legislate all of these smart people,
mm-hmm,
you know, into order.
Into order.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because
what you used to do?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And how was that?
Very
like
frustrating.
Very?
It's very frustrating.
Frustrating or fascinating?
No, frustrating.
In the beginning, was not fascinating?
In the beginning, you know, I was a young hippie. So
young hippie, yeah.
So it
and
seemed like a good idea.
Are you not still young?
Only in ages.
Okay.
But, you know, that was in America,
mm-hmm,
and it was the Vietnam War,
mm-hmm,
and we were successful.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. A whole lot of people said no.
Mm-hmm.
And but it didn't stop the next war,
mm-hmm,
and the next war, and that's why I dropped out.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It worked temporarily, and
yeah,
it was very inspiring, but it,
mm-hmm,
doesn't work anymore. So
I think, you know, you are, like, I think, a good person to speak about it, because you have experiences. So if you can please say something to us, because I think none of us has experience of that. I'm just only, you know.
That.
Like, you know, because you were involved and then you are not involved.
Right.
So, like, how did you felt not to be involved?
Oh, the tendency is still very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like injustice.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me crazy, you know, I'm in the shape of, but that's just my ego. I see it, it's my ego that gets angry, you know, how dare you do that? But I can't forget how useless, in a way, all of that coming out of myself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get outside your center to do this kind of active stuff. Most of us,
mm-hmm.
we do. You become a kind of tribe.
Yeah, just 1 minute. Because, like you said, one very important thing, you know, like I want to make it clear. So you said, like to become activist, you have to come out of your center.
Yeah.
Am I listening to?
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. Yeah, please go ahead.
I have to come out of my center.
Yeah, you know, like,
yeah.
That means, you know, many people have to come out.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
believe, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I have to also admit that I became an activist at 16 because it was part of my rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't know what I really didn't know or inquire too well into the details of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a great awakening understanding when I went to the first peace demonstration in New York City against the Vietnam War, and we counted heads at midday, and there were, in New York City is a grid, it's like just blocks, right? Very regular. And, you know, so many heads per block, so many blocks, we had 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York Times, the Bible of New York, reported 10,000 people.
10,000 times. Yes. You were
and we
10 times that. More than that.
Right. Yeah. This is when it was still unpopular to protest.
Uh-huh.
So I learned that the media make everything happen.
Mm-hmm.
And who runs the media? Who runs everything?
Yeah.
And if you live and believe the media, you are propagandized from the moment you wake up till the moment you go to bed. Because they don't tell the truth. Even if they're sincerely telling their truth, that would be okay. But they don't. It's manipulated. So then you don't know who to believe.
So that was when, like
in 1965.
So that means, like media, even in 1965, even in New York, was lying.
It was lying.
Ah, okay.
And they have a motto on the top of their newspaper, every issue, all the news that's fit to print. Right? So we used to joke and say, all the news that fits, we print.
Okay.
And then I went on and got to university and was in New York. And things were escalating because my peers were getting drafted and coming back in very bad psychological condition. Very, very, very bad. Everybody knows how bad these guys never got together. One of my friends was studying to be a doctor, and he was put in a MASH unit. This is an emergency medical treatment unit on the field somewhere. And he got so traumatized that he used to walk down the street backwards so that nobody could sneak up behind him. Really, like that bad. And that began to touch the people and their families. And that was what changed it. And then the New York Times started to report the truth.
Okay. So, yeah, one thing, like, like any small act can change like a big, you know, because you say like one person, you know, started something and that really changed. So also like we make a note that one of us can change, you know, like make a change.
Gandhiji.
Yeah, Gandhiji. But like because Gandhiji is like so famous, so we really feel I cannot touch him. But this person we can touch.
Right.
Like that's why I'm kind of, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so when it became like the families themselves, like had there were so many, there were jokes, there were songs, there were, you know, there were songs against the war, and the songs captured the imagination of people. It was very big. It was combined with the Beatles and combined with the whole spirit of the time. So even that was out of our hands. You know, like that. I look back and I see there was something else was going on besides that. But it was the only instance in my knowledge in human history where the populace refused to fight. And that finished the war. That's, I don't know any other situation. So we were very proud of ourselves. And then,
and I think you should be.
Well, and then a few years later, they were, they didn't want peace, so they made a war in Cambodia, then they went to this country and that country. And I realized that they can't be legislated out of existence, you know? They are, at the moment, too big. And that there will always be another war, and that I would be better off meditating. That's what I tell my activist friends.
Really good. So thank you for sharing your experiences. Anybody has more experiences to share? That means I can take liberty to go in the book. Yeah, please.
You said, I think it was the first class.
Uh-huh.
You said something about the relation between the one that wants to know and that wants to be known. Changes all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like say, you know, if I'm asking question to you, so like I will be asking, but this, like who is asking, like while you are answering me, also will be changing, like from one perspective to another perspective. And then because you are answering, so also the who is answering, that will also be changing. And then also this relation. Because maybe like in the beginning, like when, say, when I was trying to ask you, I thought, you know, you are a great person and you know about it. So my question was, from this, like me. And then as soon as you started replying, because of one of the reply, which was not fitting me, I said, no, you are not a great person. You know? Like, kind of like, this happens like immediately. So this is what like Sage was saying, like this keeps on changing.
This sentence, like, stay with me all the time, if I cannot really get it. Like, does it mean, for me, it feels like in meditation, you're all the time kind of finding a new relation?
Actually, you know, like life, like if we see life, you know, Life has like every moment a new edition, you know. Like every moment a new book, you know. Like if we keep on watching. And generally like we don't watch life, you know. We are always busy watching outside. Like we go to watch movies, and I think life is a, there is no better movie than the life, you know. If we start watching, you know, this book, you know, it will be always new. Because when we go to watch movies, you know, it's always like impression of old movies, you know, something from that. But this, as soon as we start watching, you know, our own movie, it's always new. It's always like every time new. Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe like if we understand that, you know, change is the life.
Yeah.
So we don't have to spend time like figuring out life, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, understanding one thing, you know, from that life means change.
Mm-hmm.
Life means, you know, being alive, and being alive means changing. Behind the change?
Yes.
Yeah.
As if there's a secret?
Yeah.
No secret.
Yeah, but also, you know, like what you are saying, that also can be true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That there is a, because change happens on something, you know. Like any change,
mm-hmm.
any healing, there has to be something, you know, stable.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you are also right, that there is something beyond the change. You know, like it's part of our, we can, you know, try to see if we can reach to this unchanged. So I'm skipping the book, like, and reason is because we are in like 10-day retreat, so I think it will be more helpful if I skip parts, because there are some parts which are not maybe very appropriate. So, but everything is according to me, so please forgive me, you know, taking liberty. So, like I start with like Vasishtha speaking to Ram and speaking about removing ignorance and knowledge of oneself. And he starts speaking, he's saying, Sarv mevev hi sada sansare raghunandan samyak prayuktat sarven paurushat samuvapyate. So saying to Ram that Raghunandan, you know, Ram, in this world, everything is available, you know, anything is available, and also peace and self-knowledge is available. But like he's saying, like samyak prayuktat sarven, like you have to use appropriate opportunities. Like if you miss probably, or if you don't use appropriate, you know, there is like appropriate opportunity for something, and if that opportunity is not used, then certainly self-knowledge and peace, you know, will not come. And if that is used, he's saying, also Purushat, and also if you have made effort on that appropriate opportunity. And here he is using like Paurusheya, like effort, like where you feel that you have done enough, you know, to do as much as you can. And that is like Paurush. So he's saying like that will be attained if one uses opportunities and makes appropriate and enough efforts. So then peace and self-knowledge will be available. Uchastra sastritam chet dvividham paurush ismritam tatro chastra manarthaye paramarthaye sastritam. And now he's saying that there are like again he's saying like there are speeches about like, you know, coming from experienced people, and there are speeches coming from not experienced people. So saying, if you adopt speeches of experienced people, certainly paramarthai, like those will be for welfare, for many. And speeches of not experienced people will be for oneself, you know, for your, you know, for kind of reduce you to be individual. And speeches of experienced people will spread you, you know, to everyone. So saying, if you adopt opportunity of being individual and use speeches of individual, like, you know, without experienced people, so then you will end up like probably Like even if you become very successful from this individual speeches, like peace will not come to you, because like suddenly reaching there, reaching on the, you know, peak, suddenly you will see that, you know, all other people are coming to pull my leg. And certainly, if everyone except you is trying to pull your leg, you know, I think, you know, peace is very difficult to feel. And if you listen to experienced people who say that, like, everyone is you, you are everyone. So then, leading life via this, when you reach, you will see your friends everywhere. Like, you know, everyone is your friend. And certainly, I think laughter and peace and, you know, lot of noise will be the outcome of, you know, this situation. Not in a bad way, you know, lot of noise, you know, like in a good way, kind of. So, Vasishtha is saying, like, you know, there are two ways to Ram. He's saying, like, one is like an individual way, where like, even if you are successful, even if you reach to the peak, from the peak, you will see army of enemies, you know, army of people who are trying to reach to your leg and pull you off. And he's saying, in that situation, peace is impossible. I think, you know, peace is impossible, like if one is there. And other way is where you, like, slowly, every day, like, you are making friends and kind of living a sharing life, and at the end, probably, everyone will be your friend. And I think, you know, almost it will be very difficult to miss peace, you know, even if you aren't like 1 minute without peace, I think it will be impossible in that way. So Vasishtha is saying, Ram, you know, there are clearly these two ways. One way is like individual upliftment, which leads, like he's saying, like, you know, you can be on the peak, but very fearful, very, you know, kind of not able to sleep. I think, you know, sleep will not come, because, like, sleep is the time when you have no control. So probably reaching there, sleep will be impossible. And if sleep is not there, we know that peace is impossible. And if that kind of inimity is there, also sleep, peace is impossible. So he's telling Ram, you know, these are the two roads for you, and choice is yours. So any question?
Like an illustration of what you were saying about competition.
Yeah, it's like that, yeah. Like actually, like the, you know, the way of competition, you know, looks easy.
Yeah.
But like in, it's not easy, you know, because like suddenly, like, you start making like enemies, and then like you have to, like if you have one enemy, I think it's you know, and if you have like many, many, then probably.
It would seem to me to be like absolute anxiety all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people who thrive on it. I know a few people who thrive on power, and stepping on other people, and competitiveness. When I say thrive, I don't know if they're inside really happy. They certainly look like they're enjoying it. I don't understand.
Yeah, maybe, kind of. I think, you know, they, like, somehow, like, they're, like, if you are stepping on someone and feeling happy, like, what will you say to that person?
I would want to be elsewhere.
You know, like, I feel like, you know, they have lost the human, you know, human quality and adopted, like, if one is smiling, you know, on stepping on someone, probably like the human quality has been lost. So, and like, you know, if one has not become human, I think it's very difficult to feel, you know, person can show happiness, but probably not feel, you know, happy inside.
It seems to me that most of the politicians that we hear about today are like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, politics is like, you know, on this stepping.
Yeah.
Like politics, it's like stepping and, you know, going. And then, of course, somebody is running behind you to step on you, kind of. So that is politics. And like, you know, if you, I think, but like by now we, kind of like we can see life shows of politics, like, you know, in the parliament, in the, and do you feel like being there? Yes, please. Why? Yeah, because it's like the peak experience means like when you know that you are not other than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I know I'm separate from everyone. So what I will do, everything will be pro to me. Pro to, like, you know, I will just use opportunities to make me happy, to, you know, to be me. And experience means like when I have experience, that I'm not only me, I'm everyone. So like if you, you know, if you think of a family, so like you cannot think against the family. You know, like your thinking will always be pro to family. And if this family expands, you know, to everywhere, so your thinking cannot be, you know, against anyone. So this is what, like, he's asking Ram to.
If I understand correctly, this is connected to the ignorance.
This is
connected to ignorance.
Yeah, like, you know, he's saying like one way will be connected to ignorance, because ignorance is that, you know, I feel that, you know, I'm limited, and wisdom is like when my feeling is that I'm everyone, everyone is me. So this is what actually Vasishtha is asking Ram.
That we are not separate, everything is interrelated.
many
faces. And also sometimes this feeling that everything is connected and that we are not separated sometimes is overwhelming. Sometimes not so helpful.
Yeah, maybe like times when it's not helpful is like probably sometimes we want to do something individual, proto individual, and this feeling is not helping there. Certainly this feeling will not help. So maybe like we look again, like when it's overwhelming or not helping, so look again, have I become like smaller? And then probably, you know, it will change.
Sometimes I am small, sometimes I don't become small. Sometimes I am small.
So maybe keep on kind of like noticing on that and know that it's overwhelming is because I am smaller.
With the aggression you were speaking about. Sometimes it's difficult to accept that aggression is also inside me.
Also accept that, you know, it's difficult to accept. Slowly accepting that, you know, it's difficult to accept. And it's inside me, but it's difficult to accept. And that will like, kind of like make a way, you know, this acceptance will really make a way, you know, to accept. Like, you know, what you are saying, it's actually making Vasishtha very true, you know. Like you say, I understand. But, you know, like somewhere, like, that means understanding is not good enough, you know. Like, you know, experiential understanding. So I think, you know, slowly also that is coming. And as Vasishtha is also saying, like, that comes slowly, you know. It's not like a... in a moment, you know, it's like lifelong, you know, process, or many lives long process. So I think please keep on and I'm sure that maybe we can have some quiet moments.